Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I didn't mean to clear my throat while we were live. I apologize for that. I was trying to do it before that. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. On your screen right now, if you are watching at frankspeech.com, What's On Your Mind Facebook page, or the websites, you see Todd.
Three true faces for radio.
Yeah,
right there.
Exactly right.
I know, who decided to put my face on? If I wanted to be a TV person, I'd have gone into TV. I wanted a radio, so I didn't have to. No, I'm just kidding.
Two chrome domes and a cap. That's what you see can, right there.
Well, I got a little peach fuzz going. Would you mind it up like, you know, bald, less bald, no bald, you know, but that's all right.
You're not willing to take the chrome dome label.
Well, not yet. There's just a little bit up there. There's not much, but...
Kev, you're embracing your chrome dome.
Oh, yeah. When my hair got... I'm pointing the wrong one. When my hair got that color...
Yeah.
Then I cut it all off.
Really?
For those of you listening to radio, he's pointing at my gray.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I got you.
That was Senator Heitkamp's response to me when she came and cut a political ad a couple of years ago. She just looks at me and goes, "You've turned gray." And, of course, I snapped back and said, "Well, that's what happens when I wait for you to come onto my show and I don't
get it."
Drops the mic. There you go.
Drop the mic. There you go. Exactly right. Now, I remember, I don't know what it is with those, nasty grams that come from the Democrats. You know, these are things you don't say to somebody. You've got gray. Remember Kent Conrad came
to my office? I can think of a great comeback for her, but I won't say it.
Kent Conrad came to my office one time. And I had a bunch of photos on the wall with guests that had been on over the years. And he said, we call these in Washington, I love myself wall.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to see you, too. Not to mention, I've been in your office and you have multiple I love myself walls. So it's a pot, meet the kettle. Anyway, we digress. We are ready to roll with what's on your mind to find out what is on your mind. We had a robust discussion yesterday on term limits. I was surprised yesterday that we spent most of the first hour on this and a little bit in the second hour. Before Donald Trump took the reins for a press conference to announce he was suing big tech. I loved it. Anyway, I was surprised yesterday that there was not this groundswell of support I expected for term limits. I expected to say what I said out loud and have people say, "Oh, come on, Scott, you don't see the term limits would be a fantastic rate." But I'm not sure there's the clamor, at least from the little indication we got yesterday. But you will be asked to sign... most likely, a petition to get this question on the ballot. And normally I say, let people decide. Sign the petition. But the way there have been changes made to the Constitution, I'm a little reluctant to do that and think we ought to think about this in advance. Is this a question we want? Would it help things? I have an example today about this that I think is worth thinking about. And I got a lot of text about this last month, and we didn't really get a chance to sink our teeth into it, but the North Dakota Department of Health, a taxpayer-funded entity full of bureaucrats who are not elected, is a prime example of what happens under term limits, because people who are not elected, who are not held accountable to anyone, make decisions. And all you can really do is ask people who are elected that oversee them for answers, which we did and didn't really get any answers. But basically, the North Dakota Department of Health used taxpayer dollars to promote pride parades and drag shows. Now, I think everybody on the planet knew June was Pride Month, right? Because there were billboards and TV ads and little disclaimers on websites and everything else.
Everybody's logo became rainbow.
Right, which, you know, whatever. I get what's going on there. You're trying to... show that you care.
Pander?
I think pander would be a word, too, that you're using to try and and show that?
Does that mean we should play some RuPaul for some?
I think we should join the. But it's over. It's over.
Oh, it's over. Okay.
Yeah.
I said no.
Yeah. Anyway,
I was thinking Queen myself, but all right.
Very good.
Here's something that really took me by surprise.
A different letter.
So, why would a taxpayer-funded entity in North Dakota promote drag shows?
Well, that's a great question,
Scott. Is that ever okay?
That's a great question. No, it's not.
But where else are the kids going to learn about it?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Here we go.
They had
to open that can of worms all the way so they all get out,
right?
The Department of Health had a Pride schedule planner.
Wow.
Which I know you guys were clamoring for. And again, if you are some, I don't know, group, organization that is self-funded, that is designed to let other people know who are planning to celebrate Pride Month that these events were happening, fine. I just don't think this is a function of the taxpayer. And again, this is bureaucrats doing this. The Department of Health also telling North Dakotans how to use transgender-friendly pronouns. Now, coincidentally, all of these links are down. They're gone now.
Oh, shocking.
Because we asked questions about this.
How dare we?
And incidentally, all of this had the big state of North Dakota logo on it, Be Legendary on it, right on the state's website. This was the state of North Dakota promoting all this. And when I ask questions of the governor's office about this, because, again, I'm going to go to the governor's office and say, all right, just like we did during COVID, we'd say, you know, they're promoting things that seem to be a little biased, and we'd get answers to the question. The only answer I really got in the multiple times this got brought up to me from listeners was, well, it's Pride Month.
So?
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with
taxpayer.
I have
Pride in my work every month, not just 1 month a year.
Right, yeah. And I've never understood the whole idea. Somebody's going to have to explain to me why it is appropriate to be prideful in the person that you choose to engage in sexual activity with. Do heterosexuals have a Pride Month?
Aren't you proud of your wife?
I am very proud of my wife, but I don't have a month for it.
Well, it's National Ice Cream Month right now, you know. Is there free ice cream coming? Did Biden send me any free chocolate?
Well, that's what I'm waiting for the Department of Health to promote.
Just asking.
But I'm using this only as an example, my friends.
You think the Department of Health is going to send us ice cream, huh? Okay.
Well,
low fat, maybe.
After all, it's a month.
It is, right? Deserves credit and some celebration.
Well, at least we have that month in July versus January where we can make use of the month.
And by the way, on the website now, they have an explanation, a little video, explaining the difference between health equality and health equity. So I know you guys are clamoring for that.
Oh, boy.
You can check that out. And basically, okay, it comes down to somebody that lives in Minot has more health equity because they live by a hospital, and if you live in Max, you live 30 miles from the hospital. Now, I don't know if that means build a hospital in every town.
That's health privilege, I believe.
I think that means if I choose to be close to a hospital, I live in Minot. If I choose to be on the farm, I live in Max.
What waving your health privilege at me?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. This, to me, this is nothing other than an explanation of bureaucracy unaccountable to anyone elected doing whatever they want. And when you ask repeated questions about it, you're told, well, it's that month. And then when you say, yes, that isn't really the question. The question is this a function of the taxpayer? Who's accountable for this? Who's approving this? And you don't get any answers, and then July just goes away.
Yeah, only one month a year. We don't care the other months.
It's not acceptable. It isn't. That isn't a thing. So I'm glad these links are down. I think the question still stands. Is this a function of the Department of Health? Why are taxpayer dollars doing this? Who's approving this?
Hmm.
help me understand what this has anything to do with the Department of Health. Just some basic questions here. But it is also, in my view, an argument on why term limits would be a bad idea. Because bureaucracies are emboldened when there's less people watching. If there is constant turnover in elected leaders, the bureaucracy tells the newbies, here's how we do it, not the other way around. I want to elect legislators. I want to elect a governor. I want to elect every statewide office holder, knowing that I can fire them in 2 years, in 4 years, whenever their elections are 2 years, whenever their terms are up. So
Amen.
Just a little more of a thought there. Telephone number, by the way, is 701-258-0550. If you feel like Kevin's a little lonely, you could call him at 701-271-1100. You could text me at 701-367-2054. If you feel like Todd's a little lonely, you could text him at 226-8503. Okay? Biden's going door-to-door looking for folks that have got their vaccine, and who knows? We'll tell you about that, too.
Hi, my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bosler at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I'm always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bosler, 701-261-8359. NMLS number 1908175.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New Johns Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck, Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drawing job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and, you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption to traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tuxedo Waiter.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Here's what's for lunch or dinner. Grab-and-go convenience, but it's home cooking. You show up at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. They have macaroni and beef hot dish in a little container ready to go. It's actually a big container because you get a lot of macaroni and beef hot dish sides with it as well. 12th Avenue's lasagna today. Salisbury Steak at MP Avenue downtown. Taco Mac and Cheese in Glendon. Waiting for the response from Kevin.
All over
taco, that. Mac and cheese. Salisbury Steak in Yulin. If you're up there in Harwood traveling I-29, the meatloaf dinner today. Valley City, exit 292. Pull off the interstate and go north for easy in-and-out access and the only home cooking. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich. Buy any size fountain pop, 79 cents today. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
You did pique my interest with mac with taco mac and cheese.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Taco mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Exactly right. All right, a lot of text here we're going to get to. Also welcome your calls, 701-258-0550. At this point, I think they're just giving God the middle finger, to be honest. Referring to the taxpayer-funded Department of Health promotion of drag shows.
Well, I know they want us to forget everything in general at this rate.
Yeah. Another texter says, I would not take a disparaging comment well from anyone, but especially from a Heitkamp. God, see, you took it like a champ. You took it like a champ.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Well. And someone else has queried, the Department of Health has taken all of their links down.
You said that.
That we were calling out. So we've got confirmation on that now.
Oops.
Wow.
And by the way, they said it was, just a five-month deal, but the calendar had events going into August. You mentioned the end of May, some drag show out at the fairgrounds or something?
No, out at the, a listener friend called and said she, out at the Red River Valley Zoo, they rented their private facility for a drag show, but the tickets were available to everybody, and apparently the doors were open, and a number of families showed up and didn't really expect to see that when they got to the zoo.
Whoops. But,
and we have screenshots of all these, by the way. But again, I tie this to the whole debate.
Bad time.
Over.
I know.
Sorry. Kids.
What?
Bueller. I
do you know where else you can go to see him?
What's going to happen? Yeah, exactly. again, to each his own. We all have free will. We live in a free country. This issue is about taxpayer resources championing this stuff, promoting it. That's what this is about.
Any reason or way to spend your money. Come up with another reason. Oh, let's get behind this.
So, again, I think just asking questions made these go away. But part two of this is looking into this whole LGBTQ2S advisory board that's happening. And again, why the health department, the state health department, is promoting this stuff in the first place. I'm not done asking those questions. Texas says, Scott, seems like you don't approve of Pride Month. How do you feel about St. Patrick's Day, where we celebrate being Irish? How about Black History Month in February? National Women's History Month in March. Well, I think all of this has gotten a little out of control. It's sort of like lowering the flag to half staff. Pretty soon it doesn't mean anything when you do it so much. But St. Patrick's Day is a day in March, right? A day in March. Black History Month is a thing in February. Again, I think it's a stretch to say who I decide to have sexual relations with needs a month to celebrate my sexual choices. I don't understand it. Texas says, I've told you before, Chris Jones, who heads up the Department of Human Services in North Dakota, who oversees the Department of Health, I'm adding that. Chris Jones, this texter says, is on Burgum's shirt tail, part of Agenda 21. Why don't you put Chris Jones' phone number out, tell the taxpayers to call and blow up his phone? No, we don't operate like that. We ask questions. We get you answers. We're going to do that, sure. Another texter. Would tax dollars be used to support advertising the NRA for a month? There you go.
Great question.
There you go. How about landowners
month? Great analogy.
Daniel Fargo, let's get you in on this. Daniel, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I laughed so hard, tears came to my eyes. You go to the zoo, you expect to see a monkey and a gorilla, but not a guy dressed up as a woman. And it really annoys me that the zoo would allow that. And if our money is going towards that, shouldn't we be notified? I mean, we should be able to vote on crap like that. We don't get, like that NRI thing, that was fantastic. That one that you mentioned just a moment ago, funding NRA for a month. I was going to bring something like that up, but somebody did. Because you don't see that happening, but we can fund this crap? I'm sorry if I can't say that on the radio, but that's what it is.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, it is crap. You're right, Daniel. And imagine leftist heads exploding if you had Gun Owners Month.
Well, yeah.
Ooh.
And I'm not, again, I'm not going to say crap or any like that with your choice of how you want to live your life and who you think you want to be and how you, if you want to identify as a mermaid or a unicorn, I don't care. Put a horn on your head or a whale's tail on and flop around on the sidewalk. I don't care. That's fine. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, that's fine. But when you get onto a track or a court or a weightlifting mat with biological women, then you got a big red flag with me. And I'll be the first one to step in the way of you trying to run that race.
This is the deal, see? The line just keeps getting moved.
Right. And you are not trans. We're going to transform our gender. You're not becoming a woman magically.
Another texter says, do a Freedom of Information request. We essentially have. We ask for answers, and all we get is, well, it's Pride Month. That's all we get. I think both sides of the term limit debate could be satisfied by making the term limits long enough to prevent excessive turnover and yet keep people from being there for 30 years. All right. Somebody saying, so you're saying that every State Department should be headed by an elected official? Well, they are headed by an elected official. But when the bureaucracy decides they're going to do what they're going to do, regardless of who is the elected official, then we have an issue. Bruce and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
Well, I was just calling in. You know, sometimes when I take things too far, I don't really want to defend that. And so that might be the same situation as the health department. But I think what started them down this road was people in with gender and sexuality issues have really high suicide rates. And so that might have been what started them down this road. And so maybe that would be worth exploring.
Yeah, but although I don't know if the answer to high suicide rates among people of identify with different genders, the answer is let's go out there and use taxpayer dollars to promote it's okay to go to a drag show. I just don't make that leap. I get what you're saying, and that's maybe where they could make a connection. But I think the answer is there. Why do they have high suicide rates?
Like I said, sometimes I go too far, too, and maybe that's what they did.
And this is going to quietly make it go away. Yeah.
Well, they live with that.
I think they should be accountable, though, for what they did and explain it.
Yeah, appreciate that, Bruce. Thank you. Texter says, Scott, I'm a lesbian in North Dakota. I guess you can say I'm not a normal homosexual because I'm a Republican. And I don't believe that we need or should get an entire month. Especially, it should not be taxpayer-funded. Well, there you go. This isn't about criticizing people who choose different lifestyles. Okay. This is about the use of taxpayer funds.
You be you.
Exactly.
More company.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and Iraq officials are reporting American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours, including at least 14 rockets hitting an Iraqi airbase hosting U.S. forces, wounding 2 American service members. U.S. analysts believe they were part of a campaign by Iranian-backed armed groups. Investigators have identified three men found shot to death on a golf course at Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw. That's a country club in the Atlanta suburbs, but it's unclear what prompted the violence. Golf pro Eugene Siller, 46-year-old Henry Valdez of California, and 76-year-old Paul Pearson of Kansas. The gunman ran away on foot and remains at large. Federal Judge J.P. Bouley in Georgia says he will not strike down parts of a state's new voting law. On Wednesday, he struck down the lawsuit brought by the Coalition for Good Governance because there are already runoff elections underway in the state. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
July is rolling at Pipers, 40 acres in McKenzie County, North Dakota, up for bid, 160 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 65 acres of potential development land, northern edge of Bismarck, all examples of what's happening. And don't forget, in Cooperstown, July 15th and 16th, a two-day auction for the Dahl family, trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap wire. If you'd like more on that, go to Pifers.com, Pifers.com, and find out about the July lineup. And you get land auctions, machinery auctions. They got you covered at Pifers. All right, back to our topic at hand here, partially related to term limits, but also accountability at the Department of Health. Got a lot of very interesting texts on this we need to get to, and a few more calls. I look forward to that. Also, the market, the stock market is tanking. The Dow is down 450 points. Part of this because of the global recovery being slower than people thought. No kidding. You lock down for a year and a half, the recovery takes a while. So this is a big news story today. And also, there's a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal I want to get to related to the causation of high gas prices. Hint, hint, it's Biden and nothing else. That's right. Taking on domestic supply. So we'll deal with that. Another topic we mentioned earlier, and I welcome your comments on this, but the Biden administration has been talking about going door-to-door to check your vaccine card. Door-to-door. Our next guest has a problem with that. Former Army Sergeant MP, a political analyst you see on Newsmax, Chris Niewim is here. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you very much. So what do we know about the Biden administration's plans? I know they've said some things here of late. We don't have a lot of details, but what do we know?
We know that the rinse and repeat Obama far left progressive agenda that just never seems to be completely ridiculous is being reinstated under Biden. This is part of the progressive playbook. I think it's more just virtue signaling than actual action, but they're certainly signaling this idea of potentially coming door to door. Seems like a great way to get a gun stuck in your face or get someone to slam the door in your face. I mean, this is certainly, obviously don't advocate for violence, but I tell you, you know, we've seen that the progressives want to do gun confiscation, and now we're seeing a complete intrusion into people's personal choice and liberty that they, the government, are at your door because they really want to help you. Clearly, the Biden administration didn't listen to Ronald Reagan, and apparently that they are with the government, and they are here once again to help. I think it's a bad idea.
Now, we saw a lot of the freedoms thrown to the side during COVID in the name of, you know, health and protecting your neighbor and, you know, I mean, from elections, mail-in balloting, all the way through, you know, the businesses you must shut down or we will penalize you, a lot of that. And a lot of that was done because we didn't know everything there was to know, but it's a long ways away now. We've exposed some of these interesting decisions as being fraudulent, but we're a long ways past that. And I know the Biden administration wanted 70% of America to have the vaccine by July 4th. Didn't quite meet that nationally. Some places did. But essentially, to me, you know, if you've got 70% of Americans who've had the vaccine, they've made that choice. They've done that. And even if that number remains at 30%, again, that's a choice, right? You get to choose this. Have we lost all sense of common sense related to freedom here by now suggesting that unless everybody's vaccinated, then we need to start coercing them into doing this and firing them if they don't take the vaccine and all kinds of other measures? What have we become here, Chris?
You're totally correct. It is about freedom. I think it's, again, it goes back to that virtue signaling progressive left. They want to check the box. I mean, it might be a financial motive to make sure there's no resources that aren't expended. It's troubling. It sort of matches in with that cancel culture sort of philosophy of, you know, strong handing and sort of implicitly bullying. And they don't even have the courage to be to overtly infringe on your freedom. They need to do it implicitly. I think that's the sort of underlying cowardice of the progressive movement, in my opinion. But you're right. It should be about freedom. It should be about choice. But my prediction here is I think this is more virtue signaling, and this is more a phony sort of we're busy, we're on the case type of thing, as opposed to a sincere plan to expand vaccinations.
Health freedom is, to me, something we ought to actually stand up for here in a more forceful way to say, look, it's none of your business if I get the vaccine or not. It's whatever happened to HIPAA? Wasn't this a thing with the government? Where we actually protected people's privacy and you could make a decision for your own health? I mean, this is crazy.
100%. And it's one of those things. There's a lot of sensitive issues for people. You know, you want to look, but somehow the progressives have kind of dominated the my body, my choice in this sort of, you know, feminist movement around sensitive issues such as abortion. And yet when it comes to what about my body, my choice for America, when you don't want to have to, you know, wear a mask over your face, or it's less the concern about the case, and it's more a concern, in my opinion, than the condition, which is the lack of freedom, the lack of balance. And you're completely correct, and I think people should be skeptical, and for goodness sakes, people should feel comfortable questioning the government. If there's ever been a time to realize how brilliant the founders were and why the Constitution is here, it's to protect us from these complete far-left lunatics that are now in government offices where you have, I could go on and on, and we'd be here all until the afternoon, but I think people should be concerned, and they should ask questions.
Chris Sunewam is with us. He's a former Army Surgeon MP. You see him on Newsmax as a contributor political analyst there. What should people do about this? What advice would you have for people that, and again, as you said earlier, this is sort of virtue signaling. We don't know if they're actually planning some sort of effort to go door-to-door, but I wouldn't doubt this was a typical political little game known as, let's just float this out and see what kind of pushback we get from it before they actually do it. But somebody's put this on a whiteboard somewhere to say this is something to do, so I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. But if someone knocks at your door, if you see this happening, what would you do about it?
Well, I think no solicitation, no trespassing signs should probably work for most of it. But I would vote Republican. I would fund Republican candidates. I would write the mayor, write your state rep, and send in a note. It takes about, you know, 2 minutes. Grab the email, write in, have your voice be heard, because I think it's the passivity of many voters that allows for this sort of thing to happen, is just to stay alert. I don't predict they're going to follow up with something like this, but it really is. I thought it was an Onion headline when I first read that they're considering door to door. I mean, I think it's, again, I obviously do not advocate for violence, but I think it's a great way to get a gun stuck in your face. I mean, the gun, the government banging on your door now, trying to force you to put a chemical in your body that many people have concerns about. We still are a free country, luckily, but I think there are some in the administration that would like to have us be a lot more like China, and I think that's problematic, and I think most Americans would agree.
And maybe they want that. Maybe they want that confrontation so they can, again, forward on the, you know, gun nut agenda. You know, look, we're just trying to go help people's health, and we're getting guns in our face. Oh, my gosh. Well, what do you expect? I mean, it's, again, bad idea. Don't condone it. Like your idea of the signs up so the knock doesn't even happen. But I do think this is a trial balloon, and I think we ought to be vocal about our dislike of it pronto. We'll be watching you on Newsmax. Chris, thank you for the time today.
Thank you for having me, sir. Good to be with
you. Thanks for your service to this country, too, and the U.S. Army. By the way, speaking of Newsmax, former President Trump had a big rally last weekend down in Florida. Big media didn't carry it. I don't know if you noticed, but Newsmax did. Newsmax, the only major cable network with live coverage of the Trump rallies, live coverage of the press coverage yesterday, too. This is why I watch Newsmax all the time, and I love it. You can easily find Newsmax on all major cable systems, including Reservation Telephone Cooperative, Dactel Communications, North Dakota Telephone Company, Northwest Communications Co-op, Consolidated Cablevision, DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. But if you're a Midco customer, they are refusing to carry Newsmax, despite carrying 11 liberal news channels, not Newsmax. So let Midco know you're not happy. You can switch. More than 40 million Americans now watch Newsmax. You should be able to, new Midco customers. So make sure you sign up for Newsmax Trump List. That's where you get the latest info on his big announcements happening all the time now. Rallies added. The announcement yesterday on Big Tech. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. REMIND is the word, as in remind you when Trump is doing what he's doing next. 39747 is the number you text to join the Trump List on Newsmax now. Join Newsmax in taking back America. And again, text REMIND to 39747. Let me get Grant and Bismarck in here before the break. Grant, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
So we're kind of debating about what to use taxpayer dollars for, and just a local issue, you know, don't think about COVID. Something else to think about is all these zebra mussels that are starting to show up in our lakes. Almost had one boat go up at Audubon and another confirmed one in Lemoore County. I think it would be a legacy if we could tap into our legacy funds to manage our waterways strictly and keep our fisheries healthy. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. And I think that we could also probably, I mean, it's more regulation. I get it. But guys that are bringing boats in from out of state need to get a tag before they launch. And it needs to be inspected. And we need to have more people at our docks and our resorts and stuff so we don't lose our lakes and our natural fisheries that we've worked hard to have good fishing in.
Is that mainly a manpower issue, Grant? Would manpower solve that? So you just have more people inspecting at landings?
I think so, because, you know, on the K-Fire Cafe, we get to talk to the Game and Fish guy, and that's what they say. It's just the manpower, and, you know, they say they're a self-sufficient organization with the licensing and making sure everybody is, they take care of their people, but they need, you know, they need people too, and it would only be for X number of months per year before we freeze up to make sure we manage our launching and our docks. I mean, it's something serious to think about, because look at Minnesota, what's happened to their lake. I think we also need to be just like Canada. I mean, they are very strict with their waterways and who gets to go and how they protect their fisheries. And I think that would be a very good start to using some legacy dollars. And because, like, what did you say? We get in $50 million a month from oil and tax revenue. Pretty soon the compounding interest is going to be so great. Doesn't matter what they put in.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a million ideas on where the legacy fund earnings should go. I think your idea certainly has some merit. I don't support the idea of legacy fund dollars for it, but I think that's a function that the dollars should be found from the people that are using the lakes, maybe a landing thing or something.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The signature sale is going on now at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And that means you save 40% on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. You'll also save 30% on all in-stock residential accessories, rugs, and artwork. We are talking big savings on top quality furniture and accessories. So don't wait. Get into Interoffice for 40% savings on special order Stickley and Charleston Forge furniture. But only through March 20th and only at Interoffice Furniture on 1st Avenue North, Fargo.
Lauren Hobel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Emailer to the studio says, excuse me, I was wondering if you could do something on critical race theory. Either you or someone you know that is an expert on this topic. We've done a lot on it. We have had experts on it. I'm sorry.
You're getting choked up, Scott.
You get the frog.
Cold is kicking my butt.
Yeah, the allergies too, brother.
Can't stand it. But we can't do enough about it. There's no doubt about it. Yesterday I spent some time on the NEA doing this as well. So, it's something we all need to worry about. There's no doubt about it. Texter says, Does anyone believe the whole Pride promotion is not supported or mandated by our governor? I doubt Christy Noem's health department has ever promoted drag shows. Well, we've asked for answers from the governor's office because in the past we've gotten answers when the Department of Health has gone rogue, and they go rogue often. There is an unelected bureaucracy within the health department that we saw push a lot of things that were adverse to the Constitution of the state of North Dakota during COVID, and they continue. We were told that was one of the reasons they were put under the Department of Human Services, Health and Human Services, which would be Chris Jones's shop. I've not seen much improvement since then. So one of our listeners surmised that the reason for the Pride Month promotion was a higher rate of suicide among people who identify as LBGQ and T. I'm not sure that promoting drag shows connects to that. I don't grab that. Don't know. So, more on this next hour. We're going to spend a little more time on all of it in our open phone section next hour. I do think there's one answer where we all can feel a little bit better about the last year and a half related to COVID, about some of these things bureaucrats do, debates over critical race theory and term limits. It is fly the flag, because a lot has happened under that flag. A lot more will happen under that flag. But if you're standing for the greatest country on the face of the earth, if you're showing your patriotism and your freedom, it is contagious. Jim the flagpole guy is here. This is what he does for a living. Imagine being able to say you help people display the love of this country for a living. You're a lucky guy, Jim the flagpole guy. Lucky guy.
I am, Scott. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I was in 37 cities and 105 stops in June, and that just notice came up on my phone. And I just like to talk about what's real. You know, there's so much garbage out there, and we're under such attack. I like to talk about what's good and what built this country. And I got the special pleasure of installing two flagpoles for a father and son that kind of lived next to each other, the Florigs. In Kensal, North Dakota, Scott, and this is how America was built, okay? Here's a family who, God-centered, even though they didn't tell me that, I can tell. They're community-minded. Here's a young feller, his name is Ross Florig. He owns an insurance company, they're a crop insurance company in Kensal, and his father Roger's been a farmer and a music teacher and a basketball coach for many years. They're also musicians, and it's a family band. And Roger played his first show on stage in Kensal when he was 14 in 1967 with his first band called The Shades of Difference. Nadine, his wife, grew up on a farm and taught math for over 30 years and still helps with farming and plays bass for Power Glide. Now, Power Glide is going to be playing at the Kensal last reunion. They're calling it the last reunion. And, you know, some people have asked Ross, the last one, really the last one? And he says, well, we can always play the last one tour just like the Rolling Stones. You know, it doesn't have to be the last one. But their school closed. And, you know, it's like in the 2000s. So it's kind of a little play on words. But Ross is a farmer, crop and farm insurance agent, volunteer firefighter. He played college hoops for the Jamestown Jimmies and coached the high school team for 10 years. His wife, Katie, works for Gate City Bank in Carrington, so if anybody sees her, say hi. And they have two beautiful girls, Avery 6 and Amara 2. Now, here's this Ross. He's calling me, and he's like, well, I got this job going. And I can't meet you, or I'll meet you out there. Well, you know what he was doing? He's on the board, the city board for Kensal, and they raised funds, and they built this beautiful playground for the kids there in Kensal, and it's all voluntary. That's how America was built. This is there, and for every story of the Floregs, there's 1,000 other ones all across this fruited plain. That's real. And that's the strength of America, and that's what built America, and that's what I like to highlight and just give a special thank you to the Florigs for hiring me, but more importantly, installing a flagpole. That's the fabric and the strength of America. We need to celebrate that. We need to talk about that.
We do. No doubt about it. Another one of your customers, Rick, sent us a note saying he had a surprise visit from the VFW Auxiliary with an award. Part of their criteria is that the flag always be properly displayed, including illumination. If displayed at night, apparently they've been watching. Anyway, it made my day. Hope it adds some sunshine to yours, too. God bless what you do, says one of Jim the Flagpole Guy's customers. And what he does is allow you to show your love of this country by displaying the flag. Check him out at ndflagpoleguy.com. Get on his list of customers. 701-571-FLAG. American made and proud of it. Jim the Flagpole Guy, God bless you. Thanks for another great story. Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.